Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. How you doing today? How you doing today, everyone? We're live today on Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. We have Anthony D. Brown, spiritual hip hop artist from Nashville, Tennessee, and Chosen. He chose that name, and he'll tell you why he chose Chosen. He has seven. He has seven CDs in operation. He has four that's on hold, and he's reached the youth. He reached the youth from the hard street he came from. That's how he teaches the youth. He said many people run away from adversity, but Chosen says he runs to adversity. And so without further delay, everyone welcome Anthony D. Brown. He goes by Chosen to the Upper Larry Tune Gospel Radio Show. Anthony, how you doing today?
I'm good, young man. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. I'm doing very well. Let's see. Now, let's take a minute, first of all, and talk about the people. Tell them why you are called Chosen.
Well, back in 2005, me and my wife, that I was married to at the time, we were just driving in Springfield, Illinois, going down Ash Street, and we saw a young man holding a sign said that worked for food, and we went back home and got him some food and some water and gave him a few dollars. And while I was at the red light, I was on the passenger side, I picked up a white rock, and it was a beautiful white rock, and Spirit said go home and read Revelation 2:17, and it said that God will give a new name to one in service, and only him and God will know what it stands for, and that's how I got the name Chosen, and it stands for Christ helping to be the servant and change the life.
Okay.
I didn't give myself that name. God gave
me
that name.
God gave you that name. God ordained you that name. Chosen, and that was good deed to feed the hungry and bring him some water. So that was a good deed, you know, that God had did. Now let's go a little further. Now we also say here that you're a poet, writer, motivational speaker, and you have seven CDs in circulation. Let's talk about your music that you have in circulation, and where they can contact you for booking. Let's talk about your music in circulation, where they can contact you at if they wanted to purchase your music or if they wanted to book you.
Well, I have videos on YouTube, but you have to spell it Chosn, the number 4, life. And you subscribe and you get all the videos to my music that's online. But to reach me is at 217-413-2622. And what I do is once they go on YouTube and look at some of the videos, now I have 7 albums that's completed as we speak, and I generate those every day. And when I run into people that they get one or two, they normally get the ones that they don't have, because each CD is a season that God took me and ordered my steps, and I just wrote what he took me through and what I came out of, and to be an inspiration, blood, sweat, and tears, flaws, and all. Even when in my sinfulness, I talked about that. I talk about repentance. I talk about being made over. I mean, it's a whole lot of things that I illustrate that went on throughout my life, because God said through diverse temptation to make a way for an escape. And a lot of times God has made an escape route for all of us, but lack of trust in him, we don't take the route. You know, we want to do what we want to do. I just want to take the route that he laid down for me. And I've been on the journey now 18 years.
Okay, there it is. He's been on the journey now for 18 years. Now, yep. since we tried to get the music, but now for the ones who are listening, for the ones that are listening, and you said whenever they get one CD, they always come back and get the other one because God checks you in a different season. Now, is there, since they can't hear us, is there, if they cannot hear the music, is there a special song you like? Is there a special song that the other people's like, you know, you can tell us about?
Well, the one that's on YouTube, if you, I don't know if you got an access where you can pull it up and play it, but it's called Pray No Play.
It's Pray No Play.
No Play. Pray No Play is on YouTube. It's one of the favorite ones that a lot of people like, but I have a lot of different music that's not on YouTube that when people purchase the CD, it's not in video. So I got one that's called I Was Lost. That's been the main one that's been going these last few months. And I haven't did a video for that one yet, but it's on the album Two Convicted Fellas. And then I have one that's called Touching Hearts on the God's Salvation. I have one taking the kingdom back by force. And I have one that's The Purpose for His Assignment. Two of the Enemy Most Wanted and Praying that Something Happens. Walk by Faith and Not by Sight. Then I have one, what's the other one? Jesus Coming Back. Those are the ones that I have available. There's nine of them, but I have four on standby. And I'm just waiting for the guy to finish doing the Africa for those. But they're finished, though.
Okay. Okay, everyone, you heard that. You heard? He says he has four on standby. So everyone, you listen. Subscribe. You have to subscribe to the YouTube channel. And what was that? How can they subscribe again to your YouTube channel?
It's CHOSON, the number 4, and life. Chosen for life, but it's spelled with an O.
Okay. And when you heard Chosen for Life, but it's spelled with an O. Now, we'll take a break from your music career, and we're understood. We want you to tell us about your, like we talked about before, we want you to tell us about your motivation of speaking with the, how you embrace and how you embrace it and teach the youth. Tell us about that.
Well, first of all, it's through the Bible say we're only stronger by testimony. And a lot of times when you do motivational speaking, you don't really know who you're going to reach. So God has never told me to point out who to talk to. He just told me to be an inspiration. So whenever I'm asked to speak at any event, I just share my experience with and hope. And I also share, I give God his glory through the midst of it all. You know, I have a lifestyle that I came from the streets, hard knock life. And, you know, I really didn't know how to spiritually live at the time, even though I thought I was living. Not knowing I was dying at the same time. It had a repentance from my heart to take place. I had to ask God to create me a brand new heart. But the thing is, I had to get out the way and let him do it. You know, a lot of people always say to themselves that they're working on themselves. That's one of the hardest jobs I ever had in my life, was working on myself. I had to quit working on me because I destroyed me. So it wasn't until I surrendered to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my life changed. So all I do is, I mean, I just say whatever God put on my heart. He tell me, don't worry about what I'm going to say. He's going to put the words in my mouth and speak. So whatever God inspired me to speak is how I speak. I don't make up any, I don't take down no notes and I'm going to say this and say that. I just speak what's in my heart. I'm guided by the Holy Spirit.
Right, the Holy Spirit. Yeah, everyone, there he is. Anthony Brown, B. Brown, and D. Brown. We're live on Arthur Lazarus' gospel radio show today. And he goes by Chosen. God gave him that name there. And he says, you know, the Holy Spirit guides him. And, you know, the Holy Spirit, you don't have to really know what to say. You know, you're a man of God. You know, the Holy Spirit does all the speaking for you. And today we believe that Chosen is a chosen man from God. He's a chosen one.
Well,
from
let
God.
Let me clarify something right quick, because I don't want you to speak this anymore in my life due to the revelation God gave me. A lot of people call me a man of God, but I'm a child of God. And reason being, what he showed me last year, his pastor kept calling me a man of God, and people call me a man of God because of my music. And God say, quit receiving it. And I normally don't question God, but I asked him why. And he said, because a man of God has stepped in front of me and took my glory. I want my glory back. But if you say a child of God, you always got room to improve. And he also said, unless we set the kingdom like a little child, we ain't getting in no way. So it made sense to me, to my spirit, to stop saying that I'm a man of God. I'm a child of God, because I always got room to improve. A man of God, and to me, it stepped in front of him, and there's no room for growth. So not to discredit you saying it and what it means to you, this is what it means to me. So I don't want that over me. I'm just a child of God. A vessel.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of people told me, and they say, well, one guy, he told me, I called him an evangelist. He said, well, I'm not an evangelist. He said, I'm not an evangelist. So, yeah, I feel where you're coming from. I get that a lot on the show. But just a man doesn't have room to grow. And a child does. And unless, yeah, like you said, unless you accept the kingdom as a child, you're not going anywhere. And so that makes a lot of sense. Now, let me ask you this here. Hold on. Yeah. Go. Hold on. I'm back, Chosen. I'm back. So, was there a special church that you attended when you was growing up?
Nah, man. I attended a lot of churches. You know, when God gave me the gift, he sent me to 7 churches and told me to write down everything I saw, what was yet to come, and what was going on, and I did all of that. Some churches sent me in the back. Some churches didn't want me in their church, and some people pointed a finger and did. I mean, they did the same thing to me that they did to the Lord. But a lot of times, God let me know that a lot of it was intimidated by my anointing. So when I was at this church where I got the gift, when God gave me the gift, I went to the pastor and asked for some assistance and some help. He ignored me. Then I went again, and God said the third time, dust your feet off and go on and come up out and be about my business. So he called me out the building, and I went to the wilderness. And I've been out in the wilderness 18 years, ever since then. My ministry is going to the people. I found out that a lot of people, quote unquote, can say that they Christian and love the Lord, but scared of his people. We're scared to come out the building and go reach the lost and ones that don't know nothing about God. A lot of us like to hang around people that know God, but if I hang around, everybody hang around know God, then there's no room for them to ask the king. That's the people that already know him and got a relationship with him. But what about the ones that don't know nothing about having a relationship with him? So that's where my inspiration was geared toward, inspiring everybody that I come in contact with to have a relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because my relationship ain't got to be like nobody else's in the church building, on the streets, at a work, at a job, at a store. my relationship is the relationship that I have with them. And I don't compare it to nobody else. I don't do religion. I ain't a Me Too fool. I don't know. Preacher got to tell me to do something or anything like that, man. I study, show myself approved. I read my word every day. And my wife, she don't get in my way. I don't get in her way. She study herself. We do study together. But at the same time, whatever God got for us, for her, what God got for me is me. But at the same time, I have to be led by the Spirit to hold my foundation and my own together. So that's what I do, man. I just do whatever God put on my heart to do. But I don't do it for no money, no gain, none of that. I really, really put forth the effort to make it to heaven, bro. And each day that he let me breathe, he wake me up in the morning because he don't have to. But whenever in that time he wake me up, I know it's for me to give him his glory. And it's only for my good, but also for the good of those I come in contact with that they hear and do something to his word. So I'm just on a journey, man, that I thank God for. Because I was in the wilderness, I was in the trenches, in the slumps, and, you know, running the streets, gang banging, toting guns, getting high, everything, man, and clubbing. And one day I went to prison under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Getting out of that, started taking matters in my own hand. I ended up going to prison, and I made a commitment to God that I never step in front of him again. And ever since I've been here, I ain't sold no drugs. I ain't did nothing that would cause me to go back to prison or anything like that. So I'm just trying to be an example at the same time, man, trying to listen to the voice of the Lord, because he says sheep will hear his voice. I just thank God I got a relationship with him. And that's what this radio podcast, I'm hoping it's about too. I thank God for the opportunity to be able to share amongst those that I may never ever see a day in my life. But like I said, it's hard to say you love God that you never seen. You can't love a person you see with your own eyes. The Bible says we're lying, the truth ain't in us. So I don't want that to be a part of my life. So I just try to love everybody unconditionally, man, the same way Jesus loved me. And I think that's what this world is missing, is love. Love is the greatest. And love is the greatest of all, and God is love. So I think that's what we're missing. Our relationship with the Father.
That's what we're missing. Yeah, that's what we're missing. That's what we're missing, our relationship with the Father. And we're glad to have you on today. And I love this special message. And that's what everybody needs in their heart today, love. And we need to, and like you say, we need to help someone. We need to help someone along our way. Like you helped that guy. You went and brought the stuff, bring it back for that guy. So, yeah, we need love and we need help. And everyone you listen today, we live on the Arthur Larry Tune Gospel a radio show. We have Anthony D. Brown. Goes by the name of Chosen. God gave him the name Chosen. God ordained him the name Chosen. And we're live on the Arthur Larry Tune Gospel radio show today. And we're glad to have him on today with his special message, and that's love. You have to have love in your heart. And we did talk about his music. We're gonna play the music back. We're gonna play the episode back on Facebook. And I'll send you the link later on today. We're gonna play it back on Facebook. We're gonna play it again. I'm gonna send you some information so you can play it again. And everyone, like I say, we have Anthony D. Brown live on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show, and he has. Yeah, seven albums, and he has four, and he's working on four. He's working on four on hold. So, Anthony, thank you today for coming on to the show with your music, with your special message of love, and glad to have you on the show today. And thank you for coming on today. So, is there anything else you would like to say, Anthony, before I conclude the broadcast?
I just wanted. For anybody that's listening or may watch it when you play it, however you play it, if you don't have a relationship with the Father, I would invite you to have one with him, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I also know that for those that do know him, that has backslid to let you know that he's in love with the backslider. And also, repentance is always available. God offers repentance. So if you're in any one of those arenas, it's just my suggestion, even though God gives commands, is to get right sides with the Father. Don't do it for your kids, your wife, your husband, your brother, your sister, your auntie, niece, nephews, none of that. It has to be a personal relationship with the Father. You know, that's just my invite to you under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I want to say thank you for whoever was listening. It gave me an opportunity to listen myself. So I'll be looking forward to you sending it back to me so I can be ministered to too.
Okay. Okay. Well, okay, everyone. We get ready to conclude the broadcast, and we thank you for tuning in, everyone. We thank you for tuning in live today on the Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show today. And my message is also love too. So you have to have love in your heart. So everything just can't be all about you. You know, you got to help somebody else, you know. And whatever you give, will come back to you, you know. It might come back right when you need it, right when you are in a hard time, you know. You know, that's just the way, whatever a man reap, so shall he sow. So shall he sow, everyone. So, you know, have you did anything good today? Try to do some good today, you know. Try to do some good today. And everyone, we're glad you tuned in today on the Black Phone Gospel Radio Show. And I'm about to conclude the broadcast. And Anthony, I really do thank you for coming on today, Chosen. I really do thank you for coming on today.
You're right. More than welcome.
So let me ask you this. How long, I guess life in Tennessee is good. I mean, Nashville, life in Nashville is great.
That's where I'm from. I live in Decatur. I live in Decatur, Illinois.
Oh.
And I did forget to give you my Cash App too. If somebody want to get the CD, and I don't know if it's too late to do it or not.
Oh, it's not too late because I can go and reinsert.
The Cash App is $ CHOSE for life.
Okay.
CHOSE number for life.
$, got it. We got it. Okay, $. COHE number four for life. So we got it. That's his Cash App. $CHOSE.
No,
number
it's CHOSE. Chose for life. Yeah.
$ chose for life.
CHOSE number. Yeah.
Okay, one day you got it. There you go. That's the Cash App. You interested, everyone? Call them.
Whoever does it, let them know that I would send it to them. That $15, and I would mail it to them and everything. However they want it, wherever they want it to come to.
Give them a personal a number that they can reach you at.
217-413-2622.
Okay, everyone. Thank you for coming on the show today. Chosen, everyone. This is conclude the Arthur Larry Tone Gospel Radio Show. I'll play it back. And it was a great show today. And thank you, wonderful pleasure to have you on the show today, Chosen.
Thank you for having me, young man.
All right. Okay, everyone, you have been live on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. Everyone, have a good day. God bless y'all.
God bless you too, bro.